Now we move from measurement to diagnosis. Your test will point you toward a bottleneck category. Most WordPress performance problems fall into a predictable set: images, plugins or themes, database inefficiency, missing caching, or missing CDN delivery. Here's how I want you to think. You're not trying to improve everything. That's the mistake that wastes time and introduces risk. You're trying to identify the dominant constraint, the one category that explains the majority of the delay you're seeing. So after you run your tests, ask these diagnostic questions. Is the page heavy because of media, especially large hero images or uncompressed formats? Is rendering delayed because a theme or plugin is shipping too much CSS, JS, or triggering expensive work? Is server response slow, suggesting query inefficiency or database bloat? Is every page load repeating full work because caching is missing or ineffective? Are global visitors paying latency because assets aren't served from edge locations? Once you can say, this is mainly an image problem, or this is mainly a caching problem, your fix path becomes obvious.